Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant.
We bless your name, Jesus. We magnify you. Bless up your name. What a wonderful day to be in church. You know, if you have watched yesterday, there was a football match yesterday. Which one can you remember? Arsenal, Norwich. What was the score? 1-0. The match was played yesterday. If I know the score of that football match and I watch it yesterday, when I'm watching it with you today, because you don't know the score, when they are about to score, you will be lifting your leg. It will go over the bar. Because I have watched the match, I will just sit like this. I have watched this match already. I know what is going to happen. That's why I'm very confident about today's service. Do you understand what I'm saying? We thank you, Jesus. One of the wonderful stories I've heard before was told to me by a friend. My friend is in church now. About a notable Nigerian that joined a cult, joined a gang. Most of you will not, I will not put the name to it, because most of you do not know the story about the person. They're very, very popular, especially in church. And joined a gang, joined a cult. Before you know it, was involved in armed robbery. He was arrested. He was sentenced to death. He was taken to Bar Beach. They were about to shoot him. Before the command was given, a soldier appeared with an arrow and asked them to stop. I said, "Young boy, what are you doing here? At your age, how can you be doing this? What is your offense?" And he told them the offense. And he said, "Release him. Let him go." And the guy was let go. Today is a notable Christian, whatever, in court. Listen to me. When something is evil to about to happen, most of the time, as a child of God, God makes a way of escape at the tail end. When you think it's almost over, He makes a way of escape. During the Dana Wahala, there's a member of this church whose oga was going to the airport, got to the airport late. But it was not that late. Under normal circumstances, they could have given him the boarding pass. But the women there said they are not giving her boarding pass. As far as some argument, just carry her bag and say, "I would like him myself. Let me go back home." She got back to go. And the rest is history. Sometimes, you are almost at the point of trouble. And God comes and delivers us from it. Luke chapter 7. From verse 10 is a story of a widow who has lost her husband. Okay, he's a widow, he has lost her husband now. A woman that has lost her husband and had only a son. And before you know it, the son died. And they were about going to bury the son. And at the gate of a city of Nain, or the village, or the town of Nain, Jesus met them there. And they stopped, opened the coffin. And Jesus laid hold of the man, on the man, and brought the man up. I don't know the challenge you are facing. I don't know the difficulties you are going through. I don't know anything that, you know, that looks as if, it is almost there. Remember I told you, I watched the film. I know how it ended. It didn't end in shame for you. It ended in victory for you. Hello, do you understand? That is why most of the time when we are in trouble and we are shaky, God is just there. He said, "God, why now?" He has watched the match. He knows his call. Why would I bother? If a person that has not watched the match, that is saying, mercy is very dangerous. So mercy will score. He has not scored since he was transferred. You don't need to be jittery. The Lord whom you serve is greater than the enemy whom you fear. Almost at the point of tragedy, God comes through for his people. Did you remember Lot? In Sodom. He did not even want to leave the city. The angels came and hurried him out of it. In the first service, I shared the story. At the height of the Boko Haram crisis, my boss in the office shared the story with me about his childhood friend who has a business in Kano. One day, they just saw army soldiers came, surrounded the place, and started shooting. So everybody took cover. After shooting for like 5 minutes, they now said, "Everyone alive, come out one after the other." So people, his childhood friend, who was the owner of the business, took leadership and went out first. And as he lifted up his head, the commander, who was, I forgot, maybe a major or whatever, said, "Stop." He said they should stop. They stopped. He called the name of a guy. "What are you doing here?" "They did MBA together in ABU. We were giving information that you have stockpiled arms here and you are Boko Haram." They were about shooting him. But at the nick of time, he raised his hand. "Listen to me. That thing will not consume you. That thing will not overwhelm you. You are the one that will prevail over it." Hello, do you understand what I'm saying? You are the one that will prevail over it. I'm sorry, I will speak in Yoruba. Anyone that is being pursued by masquerade, please keep running. Spirit itself, they get tired. Are you here? Masquerade, they get tired. I almost sang a song here. God forgive me. I'm going to shut down all radio stations in my car. There are some things, you just hear some songs. And before you know it, it is there. And they are very, very terrible songs that a pastor must not have. So what am I saying? Whatever it is, the problem said they tire. Say, Ebila, don't try. Maybe leave this guy alone. I'm praying for you. Whatever the enemy has brought about for your shame, it shall not alight upon your life. In the name of Jesus. Jesus is never late. He always comes right on time. And for you, he will come right on time. In the name of Jesus. John chapter 5. John chapter 5. Today we are considering almost there, never got it. Almost there, never got it. 2013 or 2014, I was due for a promotion in the office. We did the promotion exam. We did the interview. We did the presentation. Later, the score came out. Scores of our exams were sent to us. And my score was sent to me. Before the cutoff point was there, my scores were sent to me and said, "You have passed based on the requirements." So people have congratulated me. We woke up one day and we were waiting for the board meeting for board to approve the promotion. It was a foregone conclusion. "Hey, my Oga, you watch it for us." Don't worry. In fact, some people have even started watching it before the board meeting. Any enemy waiting for you on the finishing line, let the Lord arise and disgrace them. In the name of Jesus. So we were in the office waiting for the board meeting to come. And they finished the board meeting. And the story changed. They removed my name and the name of a friend and said, "We did not have something, one funny thing like this, I don't want to remember again. Because if I remember, I will curse somebody." My name was removed. I was on it for 3 years. In the midst of it, they were right. Sometimes they arrive, they allow me to pass, I pass, and then they will bring that in again. I say, no. But you see, the thing just the effect. Oh, I don't want to be speaking Yoruba in church. You know, if a person dies and you go to the graveyard, the wife and the children say, "I want to jump in." He will not jump in. It is if you are dragging, just leave him. Have you ever seen anybody jumping in? Even if they jump in and they start, we will raise and say, take me up. You will not jump into the grave, sir. It's just a matter of time. So, I became a reference point of prayer point. And may you never, your case not be like Arabica. You better be careful. In this office, it's tough. Oh, go and ask Arabica. In this office, it is this. Oh, go and ask this. Do and that. But it all came. I went fast. I got that promotion. I've gotten another one after that. Even people that went ahead of me, I've gone ahead of them. Don't fail the test. The Lord is using many things to prepare you for where He is taking you to. Today I'm just here to lead you in praying. But let's take John 5 from verse 1. And after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool in Aramaic called Bethesda, which has five roof colonnades. In this lay a multitude of invalids, blind, lame. One man was there who had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be healed?" The sick man answered, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, and while I'm going, another step down before me." Jesus said to him, "Get up, take up your bed, and walk." Move back to verse 7 for me, sir. Move back to verse 7. Move back to verse 7. At that pool, the angel comes and stirs the water. And the condition for healing is that anyone that steps in the water first will be healed. The man has been there 38 years. He gave many examples. "I have no man to help me." I believe when I was facing my promotional exam issue, if I had anybody at the top, many of us were recruited, maybe around 45 of them, us. I was one of the few that knew nobody and entered that place of work. I believe if somebody in the place of work has been the one that has brought me in, and they wouldn't have done that to me. So, I have nobody. Are you here and you have that case? "I have nobody." No, that Jesus is interested in people that have nobody. The condition is anyone that steps in first. But this man was so weak and invalid that before he steps in, somebody steps in. Have you sat down and look at people take over your opportunities? I've told you before, when we were about to recruit 45, like maybe 25 or whatever of us started first, the next batch was supposed to come. They told them, "You are coming after the first batch." I've been in that place of all for 12 years. We are still waiting for them to come. They have still not come. Somebody else stepped in before them. There are some situations in life that you are almost certain. You are certain, but you are disappointed. You are so near, but you could not touch it. That was what was happening to this man. But Jesus came at the right time and shattered all this calamity. This is what I mean by almost there, never got it. Almost there, nearly got it. Ah, beautiful match, beautiful exam, beautiful costume, but he never got it. A goal of a football match is called a goal. It is not to dribble. All the essence of dribbling is to score. If you dribble and dribble and dribble, listen, the football match played yesterday, how many dribbles were there? Can you remember? It's not about dribbling. It is about scoring goals. So whatever makes you not reach your target and your goal in life is what happened to this man by the pool. That Jesus came for him. Every battle at the edge of your breakthrough, let the Lord arise by His might. Arise and fight for you. In the name of Jesus. Can we look at the life of Moses? Numbers 20, 7 to 12. Numbers 20, 7 to 12. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take the staff and assemble the congregation, you and Aaron your brother, and tell the rod before their eyes to eat this water. So shall you bring water out of the rod for them, and give drink to the congregation and their cattle. And Moses took the staff from the Lord, from before the Lord, as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rod, and he said to them, hear now, you rebels, shall we bring water for you out of this rock? Fast, please. And Moses lifted up his hand and struck the rock with his staff twice, and water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their livestock. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, because you did not believe in me to uphold me as holy in the eyes of the people of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land I have given them. Deuteronomy 34, 1 to 4. This was where Moses had a partial obedience. He got angry. You know, the funny thing about this is that these same people that got Moses angry, got angry. And it was Moses that pleaded for them. It is the same people that now put him in trouble. Look at it now. What is the assignment and the purpose of God for Moses? To take the children of Israel into the promised land. Did he achieve it? Whatever temptation and test meant to derail you from your assignment and vision, let the Holy Spirit deliver you from them. In the name of Jesus. And Moses went up from the place of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, which is opposite Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land, Gilead, as far as Dan, all Naphtali, the land of Ephraim, and Manasseh, all the land of Judah, as far as the West Sea, the Negev, and the place that is the valley of Jericho, the city of the palm trees, as far as Zoar. Look at it. And the Lord said to him, this is the land which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I can also maybe try and say, and which I say you are the one that will lead them, which I raise you up to lead them for. Can we all read the last part together? I have let it, you see it with your eyes, but you shall not go over there. There are some times that we are almost there, nearly gotten it, and we never get it. Genesis 25. Let's read 29 to 34, and I explain some things and we pray. Genesis 25, 29 to 34. Once when Jacob was cooking stew, Esau came in from the field, and he was exhausted. And Esau said to Jacob, let me eat some of the residue, for I am exhausted. Therefore, his name was Edom, was called Edom. He also prepared delicious food and brought it to his father. No, now. I did not get it right. Genesis 25, 29. How did he jump to verse? How did he jump to chapter 27? Once went to, and Esau said to Jacob, let me eat some of that residue, for I am exhausted. Therefore his name was called Edom. Continue. And Jacob said, sell me your birthright now. Esau said, I am about to die. Of what use is the birthright to me? Please, I beg you. What is major before God? Don't make it a minor. The birthright was a blessing of God for Abraham. It is by the birthright that David ruled that Jesus came. God wanted to change the world. He picked a family and gave them a blessing. And that blessing is embedded in the birthright. Everyone born of a family of Abraham knows the promise of God. And their number one desire is the birthright. When he came to Esau, because he was hungry. Hungry for food. Appetite for sex. Appetite for pornography. Appetite for every evil thing. Overconsume him. And he looked at it and said, what does this? What is the birthright to me? He says, swear to me now. So he swore to him and he sold his birthright to Jacob. Verse 34. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and lent his seal, and he ate and drank and rose and went his way. Thus Esau despised the most important thing that God gave man, the blessing. Jump to verse chapter 27, sir. You know what? There are some decisions we have taken in the past that we think they are nothing. The repercussion of those decisions always waits for us at the edge of our breakthroughs. As soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, when Jacob had scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, Esau his brother came in from his own thing. As soon as they finished interview, as soon as the contract was awarded, he walked in. And look at it. He also prepared. Jump to verse 32, sir. Jump to verse 32. His father Isaac said to him, who are you? He answered, I am your son, your first son born, Esau. Go back to verse 29 for me. As soon as, listen to me. I don't know what you believe. I don't believe Jacob stole any birthright for Esau. I read it that he sold it to him. So when his father called him to bless him, he should have told his father, bless Jacob, I have already sold it to him. That's how I see it. He almost got it. He never got it. Listen to me. Many of us are plagued and afflicted by the syndrome of almost there, nearly there, almost got it, nearly got it, and it doesn't matter. If you hit a ball and he hits the post and comes back, it is not a goal. You say, he almost got. Boxing, he almost hit him. Almost never win the prize. Almost never amount to anything. And in my young years in life, especially by what the Lord told me years ago, 2012, when I first preached this kind of message, is that many youth are being afflicted by this syndrome of almost got the job, almost got married, was almost prepared for it. In fact, he had the passport and everything changed. There was a young man that I prayed for, I can't even remember, it was like 4 years ago, came for an advice, and I gave him an advice. He was giving me a feedback later today about how the person that promised to help him failed to write to help him again. It was an almost help. He had already left the job, started doing what the man promised him. But along the way, human being, it happened. Almost. Do you know the number of people that government sent abroad on scholarship and no longer pays for their scholarship? And say, money, there's no money in the country. Some almost graduated. They never graduated. Pregnant. Almost became a mother. There was a stillbirth. There was a miscarriage. Have you forgotten Rachel? Pretty woman. The Bible says it was fair to look upon. When Jacob saw him, Jacob made up his mind, I'm going to marry him. In fact, I believe during the ceremony at the daytime, he was the one with Jacob dancing together during the day. Because if it was during the day, Jacob would have seen that this is not what I was running after. During the day, they were doing the traditional dishes together, dancing together. He got to the night, consummation of the wedding. It was Leah that was there. As if that was not enough. They wanted to leave their run away from Laban. While they were about to go, it was Rachel that went to carry one idol. And when they almost escaped, the father came and caught up with them and started asking some questions. Rachel, now only you. He came to childbirth. She was struggling. Okay, she had the first one. When she was having the second one, what happened? She died with it. At the edge of a breakthrough, at the edge of all what she had ever craved for. Something happened. Are you like that also? You are the one that God had sanctioned this meeting for. Did you remember the children of Israel? They were at the edge of the promised land. Then Moses said, go and check the land. Let's see this land that God told us. Let's see how it is so that we can plan strategy. And they went and said, we are not able to go. At the edge. At the edge. At the edge. I believe many problems that enter people's life is because at the edge of a wedding, at the night of a wedding, at the dancing at the wedding. And I keep telling you in this church, and I will keep saying it again, if you have the time to choose your bride that day, you should have the time to choose prayer warriors for your wedding. If you have the time to choose bridal train, and the way people, all the dancing steps they dance now, I look at the time they used to prepare for it. If Nadala Makatala, Iriboko Riada, Gatelimoko Lia, Lagaria, Eberiboko Riada, all the time they were dancing, if na prayer, they were having great breakthroughs. Many people have danced, their picture is on Facebook everywhere, but they are already separated. 3 months after, 6 months after, the time you use to pick the train, or what do they call it? Is it the train or the bus? Whatever. Use it to pick people that will pray for you. Listen, there is a battle at the edge of a promised land. You must arise and win that battle. You must arise and win the battle. Did you remember Lot's wife? She had already escaped. Already left. What was it that pushed her? Many of you have left the world. You are saying you are following Jesus, but you are still pornography. You know the name of many things I can't mention on the altar that you do. Masturbation. You will turn to a pillar of salt. Escaped. Almost. In fact, people in Sodom would have been saying, you should have helped me like you helped Lot's wife. But they didn't know outside. He has turned to something else. I've taken time to explain these things for you to know how to pray. Listen. Sometimes you are close. You can see it. You could touch it. But it's not all the time that it materializes. Sometimes seeing is not obtaining. I've shared before to my aunt that came for my sister's wedding. I was going back to America. And it got to immigration point at the gates. And they took the passport and said, you are not, this is not your picture. Say, na ori olori. Na somebody else's head, no be your picture. So they send her packing. We prayed fasted for 1 week. She went another week. Same thing, they carried it. While they were arguing, a white man was staying by the side. And the white man said, hello, ma, what is happening? He said, can you check this door? They say it's not a picture. And the young man, the white man took the passport and said, are you people blind? Can't you see? It's a picture. Can you be blind? What kind of thing? What kind of country is this? So not to embarrass the white man. You know Nigeria, when they see white man, they calm down. Now colonial mentality, they affect them. So, they now say, okay, carry your passport. go. How many years do you take it took my aunt to come back to Nigeria? At the edge, after being in America for 5 or 7 years, came back for a wedding of the niece, and they say no be you. At the edge, pregnant, delivered. At the edge, the baby did not cry; it was still bad. At the edge, he did the interview. We will call you back. Wait for our call. You did well. At the edge. He's still waiting for them to call him. They have not called him. When he got to his turn, there are some people, when they are part of the team, you know everything will fail. They carry one terrible aura that attracts evil everywhere at the edge of breakthrough. Who are you, sir? Many see opportunities near, but they never benefit from it. They are like Moses that saw the land. They never walk into it. Many see what they have always dreamt and prayed, but cannot touch it. Many see breakthroughs in their dream, but they never achieve it in real life. Many, whenever things are about to work out, something goes wrong all of a sudden, and breakthrough fizzles out. That reminds me of a friend of mine that called me early one morning. Pastor, we need to see. I said, what is it? He said, Pastor, I had a dream. Having a dream is not a big dream. He said, this is like my 6th interview. He said, whenever I do a test, I pass. Whenever they call me for an interview, a day before the interview, I will have a dream of having sex with somebody in the dream. And then, after I go for that interview, he said, so for this particular interview, I made up my mind I was not going to sleep. He said, Pastor, I did not sleep till like 5. But around 5, I dozed off. I had that dream again. He said, I have woken up and I've been looking at time to call you. So he called me early in the morning when he fed. I have not woken up. There are some of you who have not been noticing. When you have a certain kind of dream, something happens at the edge of breakthrough. We need to handle this. We need to pray this. I've heard stories. I've heard issues. And I know of many people that have issues that are hanging at the edge of their breakthrough. The probability could be very, very high. But when it comes to practicality, nothing happened. One of my favorite friends, he was quite older than me, like 4 or 5 years older than me. I've shared before, December 31st, one day, he was in his house, smoking hemp, listening to Bob Marley. There was a Bob Marley song where Bob Marley spoke about Judgment Day, and that, he heard the word, go to church. So he came to our early 31st December, January 1 program, and gave his life to Christ. After he gave his life to Christ, like some months after, he had an accident. His right hand fingers were affected. He learned how to write with his left hand after secondary school. Change to write. He wrote JAM for law, UI, for like 4 times. You see? You know when you go to check cutoff and every time they draw the line and your name is always under. After doing it for the 4th time, the 5th time, he said, let me change course. So he changed course. The year he changed course, he had the best result in the whole faculty of art and law. And he wanted law. At the year he changed it, something changed. Almost like this. Almost there. Never there. I know we have stories. But we have a God that changes stories. Lift up your right hand up. Say, Lord, remember me with your mercy. Can I hear you pray that? Mercy. Say mercy, 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 mercy. Can we just ask for mercy? Say mercy, 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 mercy. Can we ask for mercy, mercy, mercy? Ask for mercy, 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 mercy,
Mercy, mercy, mercy.
Can I give you 30 seconds to talk to him? If this thing happens to you, talk to him. Talk to him, talk to him. Talk to him. Tell him where it happened. Tell him, Lord, remember this happened. Lord, remember that happened. Lord, remember. Talk to him. Just play. Tell him, tell him, tell him. Tell him what you are going through. 30 seconds. Tell him. If this affects you in any way, tell him. Tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him. Tell him, tell him. Tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him. Quickly, tell him as we go to pray. Quickly, tell him, tell him. Tell him. Tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him. Every near success syndrome. Almost there, never getting it. Almost there, never there. Every battle at the edge of my breakthrough. Talk to him, talk to him, talk to him. Every battle at the finishing line. 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 Talk to him about it. Talk to him about it. In the name of Jesus, can we pray now? Lift your right hand up. Say, blood of Jesus, wipe away every ill luck, every bad luck, every misfortune, every disappointment working against my life. In the name, can we pray? Every power of bad luck, every power of misfortune, of ill luck, of disappointment against my life, let them be terminated. Let them, blood of Jesus, take them away. Blood of Jesus, take them away. Take them away. Every bad luck, every ill luck at the edge of my breakthrough. Blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, take them away. 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 Blood of Jesus, take them away. In Jesus' mighty name, we are. I've shared with you before. One of my guys that wanted to go to UK and went for interview, took the passport. They asked him to go and take visa, take the passport somewhere. You know where they take it? Where is that crescent? Something crescent. We say two. And he went, pick it up. Because he was already late for the travels, he decided to go and shop. So as he picked up the thing, he moved to go and shop. Before he came back, they have boggled his car. They took all his certificate, primary, secondary, university, service, and what do we call it? And the passport and the visa. But yeah, listen, he still went. He still went. He still went. Because we serve the God that works miracles for his people. Are you here? Lift your right hand, let's pray again. Say the blood of Jesus. Every ordinance, every judgment, every verdict of disappointment, of misfortune, at the edge of my breakthrough, blood of Jesus, take it away, take it away, take it away. Let the blood of Jesus take it away. Every ordinance, anything written against my destiny, against my father's name, against my son's name, everything written by darkness against my progress, blood of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Yesterday I was listening to Bishop James Sa. Well, most of you will not know him. He's a bishop in Ghana that shared a story of a... He was at a restaurant one day and a guy came to meet him and said, I bought 3 trucks. I was told that if I do truck business, it will work. I bought 3 trucks. And I bought it 3 trucks. And since the time I bought the truck, I have never ever gotten a customer. So I have come to you, do something. I've never seen you before. I don't know you. Who introduced you to me to now come and tell me that do something? He said, as he was asking the guy, so a woman came and tapped him and said, I've been sent to you also. Say, what I said? He said, I've gotten a contract. I need trucks to move some things for me. I have been sent to come and meet you. He just looked at the guy, look at them. In the restaurant, 2 people that never knew him go to the restaurant. The Lord is giving you instruction that is putting an end
to every battle at the edge of your breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. Listen, when the guy was there for 38 years, he never knew there was going to be a solution.
Just like Bishop James Sarr was explaining yesterday when I was listening to him, I was shocked. What a wonderful illustration for today's message. When you thought nothing is going to work, there is a solution right near you.
Hello, are you here? Lift up your hand. Do you know, Abraham? The Lord said, look, the ram is somewhere. The solution to what you are going through is somewhere around you. Lift your right hand up. Say, oh Lord, open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Let me see every prepared solution for any evil I'm going through. Open my eyes. Can we pray together? Open my eyes. Oh Lord, open my eyes. 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 Let me see every prepared solution. Let me see every prepared solution. Every prepared solution. Every prepared solution. Open my eyes. Let me see. Every prepared solution. Open my eyes. Let me see. Open my eyes. Let me see.
In Jesus' mighty name. Lift your two hands up and say, my heavens open.
Can we pray for heaven? My heavens open. Let my heavens open. My heavens open. My heavens open. Open, open. By the word of the Lord. By the command of the Lord. My heavens open. Open, open. My heavens open. My heavens open. My heavens open.
In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. When we're like 2 years old as a church, I can't, don't mind me when I talk time. I don't, sometimes I say 2 years, sometimes I say three years, but far away, far. There was a Wednesday service that we had. I can't remember who started that before I took over that Wednesday service. We prayed. As we're praying, somebody entered the church. A lady entered the church wearing dark vesting and sat. You know, when you are preaching and somebody enters the church and your body shakes. Ah. See, the day the woman entered and left the church, it was the church did this. The church started growing. But many people did not know what happened that day. We prayed. We were praying. And the person entered. When the person left, we did not know. We never saw the person again. There are some prayers you pray. Some things happen. Your destiny never remains the same again. But the issue is that, will you pray? Will you? Will you? Whatever has tied you down up to now, let them release you now by fire. Let them release you now. Lift your head and say, whatever has tied me down in stagnancy, in backwardness, release me in the name of Jesus. Can I pray? Release me, release me. In the name of Jesus, release me. Release me, release me. Release me, release me. Release me, release me. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. Let's pray. Say, angels of God, arise. I can hear you say, angels of God, arise. Clear away every opposition. Clear away every obstruction. Clear away every barrier of darkness at my finishing line, at the gate of my breakthrough. Angels of the Lord, arise, arise. Arise in your strength. Arise by your power. Clear away, clear away. Clear away, clear away. Clear away, clear away. Clear away, clear away. Arise and clear away. Clear away, clear away. Clear away, clear away. Angels of God, arise, clear away. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Any satanic arrest upon any area of your life,
We revoke that arrest. We destroy that arrest. We ask the devil to release you now. Let the strong man release you now. In the name of Jesus. I need you to shout, say, release me, let me go. Say that again, let me hear you. Say that again, let me hear you. Wherever you have been headbound, receive your freedom and liberty now. In the name of Jesus. Whatever you desire, you have prayed and prayed about, you know it's the will of God for your life, but your hands have not touched it. Let the angels of God deliver them into your hands. In the name of Jesus. Can you pray with me? Say, I will finish strong. Say, I will finish strong. Say, I will cross the finish line. I will lay hold of a promise. I will carry my expectation. There is fulfillment and accomplishment concerning every area of my life. In the name of Jesus, say, I will no longer experience last minute disappointment. I will no longer experience promises and failing. In the name of Jesus, I get to my destination at my divinely appointed time without any form of delay. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. We glorify your name. Stretch your two hands towards your heart. Let the force of God push you into your inheritance in the name of Jesus. Wherever you have been stuck, let the angels of God release you from that place. In the name of Jesus. Any opposition to your breakthrough, let the Lord arise and scatter the opposition. In the name of Jesus. Your heart desires, arise and touch them. Arise and touch them. Arise and touch them. Let grace locate you. Let help be your portion. Let mercy be your portion. In the name of Jesus. Let favor go ahead of you. In the name of Jesus. You are breaking out. You are breaking forth. You are breaking through. You are making progress. You are moving forward. In the name of Jesus. You will take the last prayer for yourself. What is it you have been denied? Before this year runs out, I lay hold of it. Mention them one after the other. Talk to God. Talk to the Lord. Mention them. Mention them. Mention them. Every battle against your marriage, against your family, against your children. This year, you will see victory over the enemy, over the situation, over the experience. You will have a victory over the experience. You will have a victory. You will have a victory over the experience. At a level, whatever your children are struggling with, today, before the year runs out, you have a victory. You have a victory. You have a victory. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Stretch your hand. Let me pray the last prayer. It says, whatsoever two of you shall agree concerning anything, it shall be done. I stand here as your pastor, and I agree with you. Because that thing you have prayed about is according to the will of the Lord. Before this year runs out, let the Lord arise and do it for us. In the name of Jesus. What will surprise your friends and shock your enemies? Let the Lord arise and do for you speedily. In the name of Jesus. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. Some are weary here. Some are sick here. Some are emotionally unstable. Because the enemy has struck them at the edge of their breakthrough. For every delay you have experienced, let there be a greater glory for you. 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 In the name of Jesus, let the Lord arise and fight your battles. Let the Lord arise and make a way for you. In the name of Jesus, every enemy at your finishing line, let the power of God destroy them. In the name of Jesus, whatever has been spoken against you by anybody that is working against you, you are delivered from those things. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. Can you stretch for your hand for the blessing? May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace all the days of your life. Let him arise and let your enemies scatter. In the name of Jesus, let the Lord release his angels to go ahead of you. Make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, let the Lord grant you a mighty testimony now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you. See you on Wednesday at the prayer service. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.